We are invited to go with Jesus into the wilderness during Lent. The wilderness is not easy, and our wildernesses are not easy. And yet, as Jesus did, we can learn much during these weeks. We are using resources, as you may have heard already this morning if you were here early, from our friends at Sanctified Art. Art and Reflections and Poetry for each Sunday will be in your bulletins as they are today. And there is a devotional guide in hard copy and available electronically to go with this program. Last Sunday, some of us made wilderness jars to help us enter into the season and experience this journeying in the wilderness. And this morning, members set up our wilderness scape here around the altar with the elements that we used in making our wilderness jars. As we put in each item, the sand, the stone, the branches, the moss, we reflected, and we can continue to consider, what it's like to be in a barren place, both the good and the possibilities of that. And the stones that can seem so hard contained words of hope for many of us and prayers that we wrote on the stones. And the moss is able to grow in out-of-the-way places with few resources. Life makes a way. God makes a way. And sometimes that way, if not often, is through the wilderness. Think about Jesus. He has just experienced the baptism of John. The heavens have opened and the dove has come down, and there's the voice of love and clarity. What a moment! What an epiphany! We've had moments like that, right? Every now and then. Sometimes that clarity, it lasts about a relationship or a job or an activity, a vocation, a ministry. But sometimes clarity and certainty and the mountaintop experience, sometimes those are followed by a wilderness. We've all had it. It's normal, a normal part of life. About the wilderness theme, or wilderness, wildness theme from Sanctified Art, we hear, Lent begins in the wilderness. The Spirit leads Jesus into the wilderness where he faces struggle and temptation. Yet in his 40 days of fasting, resisting, and wondering, Jesus is shaped and formed for his ministry. In a similar way, through the wilderness of Lent, you and I are invited to surrender to the wild leadings of the Spirit. We rarely enter into wilderness willingly, but hopefully through our wandering, I like that, our wandering in the wilderness, we will remember who and whose we are. The wilderness can become sacred, even if it remains dangerous. And we need always remember that there is no wilderness space too harsh or threatening for God's love. Jesus struggles in the wilderness, and so do we. There are struggles with troubles and temptations, with others, with ourselves, with God even. And all of this is sacred, the sacred struggle. It's biblical. It's sacred even when we may feel out of control, or there's danger, or it's a little more wild than I want. The artist's depiction that you have as your insert in your bulletin today from Lauren Wright Pittman depicts Jesus as divided. There's divinity with stars and galaxies on one side, and the dust of the everyday struggle on the other. Pittman notes in her reflection that this text highlights the tension held within Jesus' identity. At any moment, Jesus could accept the invitation to go the easy way to power. And remember, right, it's power he could use for good, to end hunger and war right then and there. We might think, well, Jesus would never choose the easy way and give in to temptation. After all, he's divine, but he's also fully human. And for God through Christ to experience all that we experience so as to love us and know us even more and embrace us eternally, forever, Jesus had to experience real temptation and have the free will, as we do, to make an actual choice, as we have the free will to make choices. And remember, Jesus wasn't alone in the wilderness. He had the sacramental memory of his baptism. He had God. He had angels. And so do we. We are never alone in the wilderness. We have our spiritual resources, the sacraments of life that we've experienced, the sacraments of the church, right? All of life is sacramental. The love we've known in so many ways in our lives, in out-of-the-way ways, surprising maybe even. All of this, prayer and worship and life itself, is with us always. With us in the wilderness, God and others right here for us right now. And as I was reflecting all this, writing the sermon, praying, thinking, it came to me maybe all of life is really wilderness. Really, that's the real life. And these moments of hope and love and peace, moments and long periods of divinity break in, embrace us, and help us, guide us, and lead us through life. As Sanctified Art notes, wilderness is a place of beginnings, teaches us who we are, whose we are, like Jesus, shapes our identity, gives us a call even. It's a place to fail and get it wrong. In my spin class, I can't believe there's someone here from spin class. It's funny because I had this in the sermon already. One of my spin class instructors always says that FAIL stands for first attempt in learning. I love that. First attempt in learning. It can be our first attempt many times. Not to be afraid of the wilderness, but to know that we're growing and learning always. Pittman concludes her reflection by saying, Jesus is led by the Spirit into the wilderness immediately after being baptized. The wilderness has something to offer Jesus, and instead of taking a detour around it, he chooses to encounter its lessons. When we find ourselves in wilderness places of life, may we take an open, curious posture, ready to be challenged, shaped, and sent. Wanting to take a way around it, it's so human, right? Many of us and many people do want to take a way around Lent and get right to Easter. But if we miss that wilderness time and that journey through this incredible season of Lent, we'll miss out on the grace God wants us to know and to have as we get to Easter and experience resurrection. So, such an attitude of engaging the wilderness can transform our lives as we maybe reevaluate some experiences that many would prefer not to think about. Such an attitude about wilderness might change the way we think about God and grace, might even change the way we think about God and grace. Another bit of resource we got just this week from Sanctified Art by Sarah R. And you can find all this at sanctifiedart.org. They wanted me to tell you, so I will. She sent out an affirmation of faith. And this affirmation of faith really engages my spirit. And as I think about it, what I've been through, think about my life, the suffering and the joy I've known, this speaks to me, and my spirit finds a home in the images, and maybe it will engage your spirit too. Here it is, this affirmation of faith for wilderness. We believe in a wilderness God who breathed life into dust, turned seeds into flowers, and flooded. We believe in a wilderness God who went hungry in the desert, who walked barefoot on the water, and taught from the mountainside. We believe in a wilderness God whose love could be described as nothing short of wild. So with confidence and hope, we long to follow our wilderness God, who walks with people on their darkest nights, who sings hope into places of grief, isolation, and suffering, and who